back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Russia has used advanced landmines in Ukraine against the civilian population. They're called advanced bouncing Bettys. Now, what is a bouncing Betty and what is an advanced bouncing Betty? The term bouncing Betty in landmines had typically in the past been used to demoralize troops. In Vietnam, for instance, you're walking down a jungle path and there'd be mines, and some of them had features where they would count and they'd let three people pass or two or four and then get the next one. And it would blow up, and it would blow up about waist high, so it would get you in the groin area and that kind of thing. So troops obviously were very concerned about that. And bouncing Betty are these mines that sometimes they're counters, sometimes they get the first footstep on them, and they are a terrible, terrible, terrible weapon. There's an international society dedicated to eliminating them from warfare the way we eliminate chemical weapons. There certainly is the society pushes to not have them used in civilian areas. Nevertheless, they are, the Wagner Group. African despots, people like Putin, do it. So what's an advanced bouncing Betty? An advanced bouncing Betty burrows down into the soil on its own, and it lies there. And then if it senses you're walking by, you don't even have to walk right over it. You can walk in the general vicinity. It jumps up and sprays an intense barrage of shrapnel, killing everything within X feet or X yards. So if there's one of them there, and a kid walks by, doesn't have to walk over it, walk by. It'll sense it, bounce up and spray and kill the whole crowd. That's an advanced bouncing Betty, and that is what they are using. That's what they use in Buka, and that's what they are using. They just, for instance, bombed, and this was from the air, not with a bouncing Betty, a train station in eastern Ukraine where people were huddled trying to take a train to evacuate to the west of Ukraine into Poland, and they destroyed the train station, killing many, many people, and destroyed the railroad tracks so they couldn't evacuate. What Russia's doing is terrorizing the civilian population, trying to terrorize the civilian population because all the men are fighting and their wives and kids are still there. And they read about this stuff. Russia is deliberately bombing food supplies and fresh water supplies. These are all war crimes to starve the local population. The Nazis did it. Hitler did it in Russia, believe it or not, when he laid siege to Leningrad and elsewhere in Russia. And before everybody gets all maudlin about this and goes, oh, well, so the Russians were, you know, victims to, no, they weren't. Stalin allied with Hitler and did this in Poland till Hitler stabbed him in the back. Russia's a Nazi country. We're going to the text. Sam's wiggling her thumb. Sam, do we have a text?
I have a question from John from New Berlin for you.
Great, John. Yeah, what's the question?
He says, if we give Ukraine all the extra weapons that you've talked about, the planes, etc., who operates all the equipment? Do they have the knowledgeable people or to just start operating them, or is there expensive training required, which could take a lot of time?
Excellent question. Excellent, excellent question. I've seen interviews with Barry McCaffrey, the general who frequently comments, Admiral Stavridis, who is the head of NATO. He's an American admiral. And both of them are very, very skilled and experienced individuals. And here's the answer to that. When it comes to the planes, they don't need any pilots or any instruction. There are plenty of pilots who are ready to do it. They already have a number of pilots that have some planes, and they've used them very effectively. So you can get, there's 70 planes in the old Warsaw Pact countries. You can get them every one. They have the pilots to do it. When it comes to the air defense, well, when it comes to the shorter ship missiles, that requires no further training either. I mean, they can come into Poland, pick them up, bring them back. And if there's, you know, any training, it's a day. However, you're right that on Patriot missiles, Stavridis and Barry McCaffrey both said, the Patriot anti-missile system requires some training and maintenance, and that could not be done in just a day. However, their intermediate anti-missile systems that are much higher than the 5,000 ceiling one we gave them, Slovakia has them. Slovakia is willing to transfer them to them tomorrow, but wants assurances from the United States that Slovakia then will be resupplied with them to defend themselves. Come on. Of course they should be. Get them to them. Now, we just put Patriot anti-missile systems in Poland. That requires right now, until we can train NATO troops, that's going to require American technicians and others, apparently, according to Stavridis and McCaffrey, to operate them correctly. But we don't, and this isn't all about getting Patriot anti-missile systems into Ukraine. This is about getting airplanes into Ukraine, and they have plenty of pilots who are dying for an airplane. This is not about a question about shore-to-ship missiles. We should get them right away. And remember one thing. Putin has said that he wants to capture the Donbass region to show a victory by May 9. Why May 9? May 9 is sort of like the 4th of July in Russia. May 9 is the anniversary of the, quote, defeat of the Nazis by Russia, end quote. And it's a huge deal. Well, what do you mean the defeat of the Nazis by Russia? The U.S. defeated the Nazis. We saved England's bacon. We saved Russia's bacon. We saved France's bacon and everybody else's. We're the guys. Russia allied with the Nazis to fight Europe and the West. You got to understand that. They invaded Poland. Stalin and Hitler signed a treaty, a Nazi treaty. Then Hitler got carried away like he always did with murder, and he betrayed Stalin, stabbed him in the back, and he launched a thing called Operation Barbarossa. And they went in to kill Russians. And then the Russians go, oh, we're victims. U.S., send us stuff, defend us, send us stuff. And then when we beat the Nazis, they go, May 9, we beat the Nazis, that's our thing. It's very important that Putin not have a victory by May 9 or any time. And the other thing is, I'm tired of hearing from the administration and from the few Republicans who are not Putin slaves, that somehow this will be a long war, a protracted war. If it's a long war, Putin's won. He has inexhaustible supplies. He doesn't care how many people get killed, and he doesn't care how many sanctions there are against him. He has to be defeated militarily now in a way that doesn't involve the United States armed forces directly, and then told to stay away. Because if he takes the Donbass, he said, that's all I want, he's lying. Hitler said Czechoslovakia was all he wanted, and then he went into Poland and France. He's lying. Putin will turn around and invade again Kiev from Belarus. And he'll continue to invade and kill. So good question from John of New Berlin, but the point of the matter is, get him the planes. Does not require Americans, or these are MiGs. These aren't even American planes. These are Russian planes. These guys trained on them. Get him the shorter ship missiles and get him all the Stingers, Javelins, and tanks. They don't need any more training. On air defense systems, Patriots, they would, and that's not what we're sending in right now. But they got to give them something, you know, over 5,000 feet, for Pete's sake. I mean, how many jets do you think hover at 5,000 feet? Those are called helicopters, and we take them down. Get them the planes. Call your congressman. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.